This year's popular Sundance Film Festival has gone virtual for the first time because of the pandemic. It began streaming the first of 71 films from around the world yesterday. And tomorrow, a new documentary premieres about the nationally ranked Lowell High School in San Francisco. It comes at a time when the school is reeling from the latest in a string of racist incidents. KQED's Chloe Viltman has more on the film called Try Harder.
Try Harder begins by underscoring popular beliefs about Lowell High School. It's highly competitive.
Lowell is the ultimate self-confidence crusher.
The students are excellent at multitasking.
I'm the captain of the tennis team. I'm also co-president of Lowell Build-On, vice president of...
And the majority are Asian American.
My friend, he said, oh, you go to an Asian excellency school.
But San Francisco director Debbie Lum is interested in digging beneath the stereotypes with her documentary, especially when it comes to race.
My film explores what it means to be stuck in boxes, especially along the lines of racial identity, and how that impacts the college application process.
Even if you are a student who should be accepted at a school like this, you may not get in anyway.
In the movie, teacher Scott Dickerman tries to encourage students to look beyond the Ivy League because of allegations against some elite schools like Harvard of discriminating against Asian American applicants.
And that, in many cases, has to do with a little thing called ethnicity.
More than 50% of Lowell students identify as Asian American. That's almost double the average for San Francisco public schools. Meanwhile, less than 2% are black, which comes with its own set of challenges. In one scene, student Rachel Schmidt talks about the time she got a bad grade. She told her classmates her mum would be upset.
The girl across the table, she asked me, well, what ethnicity is your mom? And I was like, she's African American. And she said, that's so weird because I didn't expect for black people to actually care about their grades.
Debbie Lum says she observed microaggressions like this regularly at Lowell while shooting her film and began not long after nearly 30 students staged a walkout in protest against racism at the school in 2016. So she wasn't surprised to hear the news about the posting of anti-black and anti-Semitic slurs on a school-sponsored messaging platform last week.
It is a problem at Lowell.
But Lowell is by no means the only local public school grappling with racism, says San Francisco Board of Education President Gabriela Lopez.
Whether it be in our virtual space, whether it be in our physical classrooms, this is not the first time, unfortunately, that it's happened.
Justine Orgel is a current senior at Lowell and part of a group of students that publicly condemned last week's racist attacks. She says the school's exclusive admissions policy based on test scores is at least partly to blame.
We have this lack of representation of black students, Hispanic students.
Orgel says she wants to see the new documentary Try Harder. She hopes the film will give audiences the chance to see what the students at Lowell High School are really up against. For Here and Now, I'm Chloe Veltman in San Francisco.